CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script, either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 17th of September 2023. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB Strategic Priorities, RSGB 2023 Convention, Yota Month. The RSGB Board has chosen four strategic priorities for the Society to focus on until 2024 AGM. These are the growth of amateur radio, membership of the RSGB, spectrum and licensing, and ensuring the continued financial stability of the Society. These priorities will set the framework for the RSGB's activities over the coming months. Both HQ staff and volunteers across the range of RSGB teams will be involved in planning how best to implement these four priorities. Look out for further details in coming weeks. The RSGB 2023 convention has a great speaker programme and there are also some fantastic forums to take part in. The RSGB HF and VHF forums will take place on Sunday and on Saturday in conjunction with ICQ podcast. The RSGB is offering convention attendees the chance to discuss two important topics. The first will challenge you to consider and take responsibility for the issues within amateur radio today. For example, is amateur radio just about what you like? Should someone else fix the issues you see? The second forum will focus on QRM and how both newcomers and experienced radio amateurs can sometimes feel frustrated or discouraged by on-air activities. In both forums, you can discuss personal experiences, share ideas, and help promote positive interactions with fellow radio amateurs. You will leave with a notepad full of ideas. The only way to participate in these forums is to be at the convention, so do book your passage and tickets now. Full information about the updated programme, speakers, the drop-in, build-a-thon, and the social scene are on the RSGB website under convention. December is for Youngsters on the Air, or YOTA, month, and is an exciting opportunity for you or your club or school or social group to host an amateur radio station with the aim of getting youngsters active on the amateur bands. Once approval from Ofcom is received, the RSGB will provide access to the special call sign GB23YOTA, and a full listing of operating slots will be made available on qrz.com. These slots will be first come, first served, so check your calendars and reserve your place as soon as possible. If you'd like to register your interest for YOTA Month or simply ask for further information, you can email Jamie, M0SDV, at yota.month@rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB Learning Team is calling out for your help. It's looking for volunteers to get involved in the development, implementation and relaunching of the new Discovery Challenge, which is a revamp of the individual scheme from Beyond Exams initiative. The team is proposing to split the activities into three levels, Explorer, Adventurer and Master. If you'd like to help out with these exciting changes or just like to share some ideas or feedback, you can contact Mike Burrows, 2E0SBM, the Beyond Exams Coordinator, at be.coordinator@rsgb.org.uk. The UK 6 Metre Group's 2023 AGM will be held via Zoom on Sunday the 8th of October from 6 p.m. BST. The brief, formal part of the meeting will be followed by a talk from Antoine, 3D2AG, entitled Extending 6 Metre DX Boundaries from the Heart of the South Pacific. Zoom details have been emailed to members. Non-members will be welcome to join the call, but will not be able to vote on AGM business. For more information, visit uksmg.org. The popular Railways on the Air weekend, coordinated by Bishop Auckland Amateur Radio Club, usually takes place on the weekend closest to the 27th of September every year. This date celebrates the anniversary of the first steam-powered passenger railway journey, which took place on the 27th of September 1825. The first passenger train ran on a line in northeast England from Darlington to Stockton. This year the event will run on the weekend of the 23rd to the 24th of September, with lots of special event stations on the air. For more information, to register and see a list of stations taking part, visit ROTA, that's rota.barac.org.uk. For now, details of rallies and event. The Hack Green Military Surplus and Military Radio Hangar Sale will take place on Sunday the 24th of September. The venue will be the Hack Green Secret Nuclear Bunker, Nantwich in Cheshire, CW58AL. The sale will include electronic equipment, amateur gear components, military radio items and vehicle spares. For more information, hackgreen.co.uk or contact Cold War at hackgreen.co.uk. Any last minute news will appear on facebook.com/HGSecretBunker. The Bury St Edmunds Radio Rally takes place on Sunday the 24th of September. The venue is Ruffham Tower Museum, IP327QB. Doors open from 8 a.m. for traders and from 9:30 for the public. The entrance fee is £3. The event will feature trade stands, tabletop scales, sales even, bring and buy, local radio clubs displays, an RSGB bookstall and Raynette. Refreshments will be available from the museum's cafeteria. Please direct inquiries to rally2023@besears.co.uk. The Western Supermare Radio Society Rally and Electronics Rally takes place on the 24th, Sunday, 24th of September. The venue is the Campus Community Centre, Wall, Western Supermare, BS247DX. The doors open at 10 a.m, entry £3 per person. Under 16s admitted free of charge. Free parking and refreshments will be available. For more information or to book a table, email westernradiosociety@gmail.com or call 07871034206. Biggleswade Swap Meet and Auction will take place on Sunday the 24th. The venue will be the Weatherley Centre, Eagle Farm Road, Biggleswade, SG18HAH. The doors open at 9:30. Entry is £8. The auction starts at 12:30 p.m. Bring and buy hot food and ample parking will be available. To book tables or further information, email Jeremy, G8MLK, via Jezza, figure3@hotmail.com. Now, special event news. Call sign Tango India 70 Romeo Charlie will be active until the 30th of September, celebrating the 70th anniversary of the Radio Club, or Radio Club de Costa Rica, TI0RC, founded on the 29th of September 1953. QSL via Logbook of the World. Special event station DM32BUGA is active until the 8th of October. The suffix stands for Bundesgartenschau, the biennial horticultural show and festival that takes place in Mannheim this year. All QSOs will be confirmed automatically via the Bureau, direct cards managed by DL2VFR. DX News Claudio HB90AU is active as Sugar Victor 5 stroke call sign from Carpathos Island, EU001, until the 21st of September. He's operating SSB, CW, Ritian, FT8, 80 to 10 metre bands, QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL, or direct to his home call. Ken, KH6QJ, is active as T32AZ from Christmas Island, that's OCO24, until the 17th of October, QSL to his own call, direct or via the Bureau. John, VK1POR, is active on Deal Island, OC195, until the 1st of December. He often uses FT8 on the HF bands and uploads his logs to EQSL and Logbook of the World. Contest news today, the 17th. The 70 MHz Affiliated Societies contest runs 0900 to 1200 UTC. Using all modes on the 4-metre band, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Also today, the IRTS 70 centimetre counties contest runs from 1300 to 1330 UTC. Using SSBNF on the 70 SEMS band, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator EI and GA stations give their county. Yet another one for today, the 17th, the IRTS 2-metre counties contest runs 1300 to 1500 UTC. SSB and FM on the 2-metre band, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator, EI and GI stations give their county. Also today, the 17th of September, the British Amateur Radio Teledata Group Sprint PSK 63 contest runs 1700 to 2100 UTC PSK 63 on the 8 to 10 metre bands, the exchange's serial number. On Monday the 18th of September, the RSGBF T4 contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC FT4 on the 8 to 40 and 20 metre bands, the exchange's your report. On Tuesday the 19th, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes 1.3 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Thursday the 21st of September, the 70 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 4 metre band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The CQ Worldwide DX RITI contest starts at 0000 UTC on Saturday the 23rd and ends at 2359 UTC on Sunday the 24th of September. RITI on the 10 to 10 metre bands where contests are allowed, the exchange of signal report and CQ zone. UK zone, by the way, is 14. On Sunday the 24th of September, the UK Microwave Group 5.7 and 10 gigs contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC, all modes on 5.7 and 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. On Sunday the 24th, the Practical Wireless 70 megahertz, I'll read that again. Also on Sunday the 24th of September, the Practical Wireless 70 megahertz contest runs from 1200 to 1600 UTC, all modes on the 4 metre band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report. Whilst our terrestrial weather this week was variable, they write, it seems our space weather was equally unsettled. We warned last week that it wouldn't take much to cause the KP index to rise, and on Tuesday, the coronal mass ejection, or CME, hit the Earth, sending the KP index to 5.67. The BZ component of the interplanetary magnetic field tipped sharply south for a long duration, causing visible aurora to be seen across the north of the UK, as far south as Cornwall. This really hit HF quite hard, and good signals were scarce. Unsettled radio conditions continued into Wednesday, bringing the maximum usable frequency, or MUF, over a 3,000 kilometre path down below 18 MHz for most of the day. The KP index was still around 3 or 4 on Thursday, but MUFs were recovering and were about 28 megs over 3,000 kilometres by lunchtime. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will start the week at about 165 and then decline as the week progresses, perhaps ending at about 145 or 50 or 150. Magnetic conditions are forecast to be quiet at least until the 23rd, when the KPE could rise to 4, but at this point the risk of a solar flare and subsequent CME remains high every day, so watch solarham.net for up-to-date information. And finally, a new paper by NASA's Lisa Upton and David Hathaway indicates that sunspot maximum is now forecast to be autumn of 2024. They predict a maximum sunspot number of 135 plus or minus 10, which is slightly larger than cycle 24's maximum of 116.4, but well below the average of 179 for solar cycles 1 to 23. Now the VHF and up-propagation news. Tropo conditions are still present over southern areas today the 17th. However, by early next week, low pressure will be the dominant force, and the coming week looks very unsettled with rain and quite strong winds at times. This means that any tropo, either across the southern North Sea or down across Biscay, will not last beyond this weekend, ending today the 17th. The unsettled low-pressure-driven weather will mean that the rain scatter is a distinct possibility on some of the more active days. The other propagation modes are the usual fallbacks of meteor scatter using random meteors and aurora, which may not be too far-fetched in view of the geomagnetic activity and visible auroras experienced recently. The September Epsilon Perseids meteor shower has already peaked earlier in the month, but a few lingering meteors may give some truly random radio reflections. Last week there were indications that this normally quiet period after the August Perseids and the forthcoming October Draconids can still provide some interest for persistent meteor scatter enthusiasts. During this coming equinox week, the Moon will reach its lowest declination of the month on the 22nd and 23rd. This point also coincides with the Moon being in Sagittarius, so that sky noise will be very high. This makes Moon bounce operations particularly difficult towards the end of the week. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me. Until next week also.